Hey there, and welcome to the Terrence Fisher Podcast. So I want to talk about a really, really important personality characteristic that I think that we all should have and we all should possess in order to help us navigate through life, navigate through challenges, and, you know, deal with others in our life in a way that's meaningful, that's efficient, and objective. And that personality trait is temperament. And by temperament, I mean the mental and physical and emotional disposition that you have in everyday circumstances and how you use that to respond to things that happen around you. Now, the reason I'm talking about this today is because my temperament was sort of tested a couple of days ago where I had a situation, and I don't want to give the details of it here because I don't want to, you know, just put anybody's business out like that. But I had somebody approach me and, you know, basically do what's called telling me off. They felt like they need to tell me off or, you know, give me their peace of mind or, you know, their two cents about something. And they were very perturbed about something that really didn't even have anything to do with me at all. And, you know, my response to that, my initial response to it was to, you know, kind of to snap back and be like, you know, wait a minute, hold on. Like, who are you talking to like this? Because this person, you know, they were using, you know, some language that was, you know, that could be perceived as kind of offensive. And to be honest with you, some of the things this person said was offensive. So I could have taken that and I could have, you know, just snapped back and I could have made that, you know, situation. I mean, because truth be told, in this, you know, there are times where we are right and we are wrong or we are correct or incorrect. And in this particular circumstance, this person was incorrect about what they were saying and about what they were assuming and all of this kind of stuff. They were completely incorrect. So I was justified. I was really justified if I had kind of, you know, snapped back and just, you know, like I really wanted to do and just give this person a piece of my mind and, you know, tell them to back up. You know what I mean? However, you know, instead of that, in doing that, I chose to use my temperament and, you know, kind of calm down. And I actually apologized. And I talk about this a lot, what I call the lost art of the apology, where people don't like to apologize for anything anymore. But I actually just kind of backed up a minute and I said, well, let me first start by saying, you know, I apologize to you. I'm sorry that if anything I said specifically, you know, offended you or you misunderstood something I said. And then from there, I went on to, you know, give my point about what was happening in that situation. So, you know, even in that, this person still kind of decided they wanted to be angry. And some people, you know, we learned that some people are just going to be angry. You know, they're going to be upset and they're going to be offended no matter what you do. That's just, you know, all a part of, you know, a part of life, really. So unfortunately, my, you know, mild temperament was ineffective at, you know, changing this person's mind, at least in that particular moment. Anyway, I'm not sure what the person went home and, you know, decided to do from there, or maybe, you know, thought about, you know, what they did and could have said something different. And maybe they may apologize later. I'm not even sure. But what's really cool about that, about the situation that happened, was that there were people around and, you know, some other people saw it. And then after the exchange happened and the person left, you know, I got into, you know, a few conversations with the other people who are around, and they were sort of commending me on how I handled it. And that was really cool because they were kind of inspired by it. They, you know, learned, they, in their particular lines of work, they encounter situations like I encountered that particular, at that particular time. And it's, you know, it's really uncommon for me to, you know, be approached in that manner, you know, or somebody to say something like that to me in the way that they said it. So it was very, very uncommon for me. So I was somewhat caught off guard by it. But again, what this kind of did, it was kind of inspirational to others who were around. And, you know, it let them see that they could handle their particular situations differently, because in their lines of work, a lot, at least with the people who were talking to me, in their lines of work, they encounter, you know, situations like that, you know, quite frequently. And a lot of times their response to it escalates the situation even further, and it makes it, you know, an elongated situation, and makes it, you know, worse down the line. So I think the value in what happened with me in this situation is a couple of things. One is that, you know, this is something that we should always be aware of. One of the things that I talk about all of the time is when you declare yourself to be something or, you know, or someone, you know, for example, if you declare yourself to be a nice person, a kind person, a loving person, you know, a sweet person, whatever the case may be, there are going to be things, people, and situations that are going to test that. And a lot of times we don't know when those tests are going to come. You know, they most of the time we just don't see them coming. You know, sometimes we do, but in a lot of cases we don't. So I think one of the lessons here is to always be prepared, you know, or practiced, you know, always keep in the forefront of your mind that, you know, you're declaring yourself to be a type of person, you know, nice person, kind person, whatever it is, and that, you know, sometimes those things are going to be tested. And this is really not a bad thing at all. You know, when you think about it, you know, how else would you know yourself to be something? If, you know, for example, I'm claiming to be a nice person and I'm not presented with situations that are going to, you know, help me experience being nice, you know, even in situations where somebody is, you know, testing my patience or, you know, coming at me wrongly or whatever the case may be. If I'm not presented with situations that are going to help me be nice, then how am I going to, you know, make myself be nice? How am I going to sort of sharpen that saw, so to speak, and, you know, become this nice person? And then the second valuable sort of insight that I think we can take from this situation that happened was that, or is that, there are always people who are, you know, watching you or, you know, watching your actions, you know, even when you don't know it. In this particular situation, I didn't know that there were others around who were paying attention or who were, you know, arguably being nosy. But, you know, there's always people watching you and there's always people kind of paying attention to your actions. And that's not a bad thing either. Or I guess I suppose it could be a bad thing when people are just being nosy and stuff like that. But in the cases like this, it's an opportunity to inspire other people, to influence other people to be better. And I think that's something that we should always remain aware of, you know, that our actions are seen by other people. You know, if it's people at our jobs, people at our schools, people, you know, our families in our homes, you know, even our kids, our spouses and things of that nature, our actions are always being taken into account by somebody. And there's always people who are, you know, filtering those actions that we take through their minds and making meaning out of it. And the cool part about it is that we have the ability to, you know, sort of direct that meaning. You know, again, for example, in the situation that I'm speaking of, what happened if I had handled that situation differently, if I had, you know, snapped back and, you know, kind of had that, you know, that mean dude come out of me, you know, if I had done that, that would have said something not only, you know, to people about, you know, reinforcing if they were taking those own actions or that same action with other people when they encountered that situation or those situations, but it would have also said something about my character and, you know, how they can handle me and how they can trust me, how they can, you know, come to me and talk to me about something in that particular situation. So I think that's two very important, valuable lessons that we can get from, you know, this situation that happened with me, which is, again, that we should be aware of our temperament. You know, we should be aware of our disposition and, you know, our mental and emotional and physical state at all times when it relates to other people. And even when it relates to ourselves, this is something that's, you know, really important for us to do for ourselves, for our own mental and physical and emotional stability. So one of the ways that you can implement this sort of thing in your life right away is to just simply become aware of, you know, your temperament. You know, if you have, and it's especially easy if you already have some situations in your life where, you know, people do what we call testing your patience, or, you know, getting on your last nerves and all of that kind of stuff. If you have people and situations and things in your life that are doing that, that's an opportunity, you know, for you to exercise who you say you are. Now, of course, this is the assumption that you want to be a kind and loving and gentle person, or something of that sort. I know those are sort of subjective terms, but generally speaking, I'm assuming that you know that that's probably a better sort of disposition to have. So if that's the case and that's something that you want to declare yourself to be, then you can use those situations to do that. So when you have that person at your job that's getting on your nerves, prepare to respond to them differently. You know, if they come to you with something or accusing you of something, or, you know, being offended by something you said, you know, start with an apology. And, you know, one important note here, kind of a side note about an apology. An apology is not an admission of guilt. It's not. It's really a more of a, especially in these terms, it can be an admission of guilt. But in these terms, what I'm speaking of it as, it's sort of a, you know, let me start with a humble, you know, sort of statement. And of course, you have to be genuine with this. It's not a thing that you can just throw out, oh, I'm sorry, and just kind of be done with it. You have to, you know, genuinely, you know, want to seek that sort of ground to where you both can agree on something, or you both can be cordial with each other. You know, and I'm just talking about this from person to person. But, you know, that's what an apology is for in this situation. But, you know, one of the things that you can do, again, is, you know, start with an apology and then express your point from there. Start, you know, seek to understand first and then to be understood. That's one of the ways, that's a, you know, one of the principles of life, really, that, you know, if you use that, you get along with people a whole lot better. So that's one of the ways that you can go out and implement this in your life now, and just really look for other ways in other situations to where you can, you know, be more temperamental, mildly temperamental, I guess is the better way to put it, and where you're not reacting to, you know, everything that gets on your nerves in a way that makes you unpleasant to others and to yourself. You know, be aware of those situations. Start thinking about those situations now before they happen, especially if you already have some of them in your life. That's what makes this a whole lot easier. That way, when you encounter these situations, you won't be caught off guard, and, you know, eventually you will become a nicer person, a more kind person, and a better person to yourself and to others.